I used to write sharp little ditties on politics, popes, and committees, with sarcasm sprinkled like bitters in gin, and a wry little smile and a musical grin. But now I just sit here, bewildered and mute, for the world's grown too mad for a man in a suit. You see, back in the day, I could mock with finesse corruption and nonsense and moral distress. But how do you parody things so absurd like a chat but composing the satirical word? Yes, satire is outsourced, it's all in the code. Even irony's gone into download mode. In Europe, they're fighting a war, don't you see? But they swear it's for love, peace, and democracy. An offensive defense, how novel, how neat, with tanks full of freedom and lies on repeat. And everyone nods as the missiles go whoosh, then tweets out support from their lavender bush. In China, they're kindly deciding, of course, which monk shall be holy by state-endorsed force. The next Dalai Lama will come with a stamp approved by the party, no need for a lamp. Yes, spiritual choice from the secular throne. Enlightenment now comes with a bug in the phone. Slovakia, here's a nice twist. They're longing once more for the old iron fist. It seems gulags and breadlines have found their new charm, like Stalin in bronze on your grandfather's farm. Nostalgia, my friend, is a powerful brew, especially when facts are conveniently few. And speaking of Stalin, guess who's back in vogue? In Russia, he's trending, that cuddly old rogue. They're raising up statues, they're kissing his boots, while history's edited, rewritten, and mute. They've swapped out the past for a patriotic haze, and truth takes a nap while the anthem plays. Across the Atlantic, oh what a delight, the land of the free has abandoned the right. One man shouts louder and all law gives way. He tweets they obey, it's the new USA. Checks and balances now take a nap, while the capital's guarded by a QAnon chap. And over in Blighty, our labor is beige. Sir Keir takes the stage with the warmth of a page. He stands for, well, something, or maybe for all, or maybe for nothing, depends on the poll. He's bold in his silence, a master of fence, a vacuum in trousers, devoid of pretense. So here I sit quietly, hands off the keys, while satire is handled by chatbots with ease. The world's lost its mind in such glorious style, I can't tell a headline from jokes in the pile. So good night, dear listeners, I'll leave you with this. When lunacy reigns, satire's bound to miss. I used to mock power with venom and wit. Now I just watch it and slowly